This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. Is it a great day? Because the state of New York, one of our largest states, the fourth largest state in the union, the state of New York, the Empire State, home of Governor Andrew Cuomo, has just voted, and the governor signed the bill, of course, to legalize marijuana as a form of racial justice. No, really, that's the excuse for it. We will be speaking later in the show with a top advocate for Democrats, somebody who has advised Democrats on drug policy at the highest level, including Barack Obama. And we'll take a look at what this new law means for the state of New York and for the rest of the country. It's now 18 states that have some form of legalized recreational marijuana, more than that with medical marijuana. Good for the country? We will find out. We will also find out why it is that Joe Biden, yes, the same Joe Biden who is now pushing and pushing and pushing for a brand new spending package, is the bait and switch candidate. Who says that? Actually, somebody who's been not unfriendly to President Biden during his candidacy during the election. Professor Charles Lipson of University of Chicago will also be joining us. And we will take a look at why it is that Joe Biden, so early in his presidency, has already won four Pinocchios from the Washington Post. When they do fact-checking at the Washington Post, one of the two leading liberal newspapers, not just in the country, but in the world. It's a great newspaper. And their fact-checking ought to be taken seriously. And if they say the President of the United States is just a flat-out liar and lying about something that is very important, people ought to pay attention, more attention than they're paying so far. 1-800-955-1776. One of the lies that President Biden repeats again and again and again, which is connected to his Four Pinocchios Award, is the lie that somehow in the state of Georgia, which, yes, it was a Confederate state, and yes, it was a home for segregation, and yes, it was a home for major civil rights battles, but Georgia was also the home of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. It was also the headquarters for the Southern Christian Leadership Conference, which led the entire civil rights movement back in the 60s. And led it heroically, by the way. The President of the United States was suggesting that because of a return to Jim Crow, that it was a great idea to move the baseball All-Star game. This is a particular concern right now because today is opening day. And I think everybody is hoping that we can have full stadiums again soon, that baseball will be back, that America's pastime with great stars, including Francisco Lindor, who just signed with the Mets for $341 million. Biggest contract ever. It beat another shortstop, Fernando Tatis, who got $340 million. Amen. Baseball, with all the craziness and the joy and the wonder that surrounds baseball, is resuming today. But President Biden was asked yesterday about the upcoming All-Star Game. The All-Star Game is scheduled for Atlanta. And the governor of Georgia and the mayor of Atlanta and all of the local officials have thought this is a great honor. It's an appropriate thing. But Joe Biden was asked yesterday about an idea that is floating around among some activists about demanding that the All-Star Game be moved out of Georgia. Why? Because of the new voting reform law that was just passed by the Georgia legislature and signed into law by the Republican Governor Brian Kemp. Here is what President Biden had to say. This is clip 14.
President Biden, President, what do you think about the possibility that baseball decides to move their All-Star game out of Atlanta because of this political issue?
I think today's professional athletes are acting incredibly responsibly. I would strongly support them doing that. People look to them. They're leaders. Look at what's happened with the NBA as well. Look at what's happened across the board. The very people who are victimized the most are the people who are the leaders in these various sports. And it's just not right. This is Jim Crow on steroids, what they're doing in Georgia and 40 other states.
Strike three, you're out!
This is Jim Crow on steroids? See, the difficulty here is that people don't know history, and apparently President Biden doesn't. To say that there is anything about Jim Crow, one of the things that Jim Crow attempted to do was to separate black and white people in everything. And basically, yes, to take away the right to vote from black people. They did that by enforcing various literacy exams and doing them in a very different standard so that it was harder for black people to pass. That's why you had very substantial black populations in the South, particularly before the Great Migration that occurred after World War I, beginning after World War I, where there were literally millions of black people who moved out of the South for what they hoped would be a better life in big northern cities. And part of what happened before that was even though you had states that were close to a majority black, they elected all segregationists. Jim Crow meant you couldn't ride in the same railroad car. It meant that you couldn't use the same drinking fountain. It meant that you couldn't sit in the same lunch counter. That was what they actually had riots about during the Civil Rights Movement, was people not being allowed to sit at the same lunch counter. Is there any aspect to this? Any aspect to this? That actually reflects Jim Crow? If you believe there is, voter suppression going on, tell me why that is the case. 1-800-955-1776. The Coca-Cola CEO, whose name is John Quincy, says they used to express disagreements with certain legislation in private, but now they have to go public over these sorts of things. He appeared on CNBC and said this. Listen.
So we're coming out even more clearly saying that this is wrong and it needs to change. The reality is many things are improved and done and achieved in private without having to take a public stand. But in this case, it has not worked clearly. And so we're being more forceful in our public position, even more than we were earlier this week, and we'll continue to advocate for change in Georgia.
Okay, advocate for change to what exactly? In other words, what is it that they are objecting to? They're objecting to having to show an ID. Delta Airlines CEO said he opposes Georgia's, quote, unacceptable voter ID laws. As far as I know, on Delta and every other airline, people are required to show an ID. If showing an ID is somehow racist, then why is it not racist for Delta Airlines and for other companies? And for Apple CEO Tim Cook spoke out against the election laws in Georgia. They're talking about organizing a big nationwide boycott of the state of Georgia. It's completely outrageous. Coca-Cola, of course, a very serious Georgia company. And speaking of Georgia and baseball, an early investor in Coca-Cola was an undisguised racist and one of the greatest baseball player of all time, arguably, Ty Cobb. He has the highest lifetime batting average of any baseball player of all time. And yes, he was known as the Georgia Peach. And he was pretty openly racist. Does that have anything at all to do with his new legislation? There's a great piece by Carl Rove that looks at what the law actually does and doesn't do. And you know what? If Georgia's voting rules are racist, what about Biden's home state of Delaware? We will get to that and more coming up on the MedVet Show.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow, here to tell you about my Giza Dream bed sheets. I made sure that they would be everything you'd ever want in a sheet set. I started with the world's finest cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all meet. The long staple cotton makes my Giza Dream sheets ultra soft and durable. They come with extra wide pillowcases to fit over any pillow and extra deep pockets to fit over any mattress. Not only that, they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. And now you can get the best sheets ever for the best price ever. When you buy one of my Giza Dream bed sheet sets, you'll get another one absolutely free. I personally guarantee that they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
Call 800-320-6280 or MyPillow.com, promo code NEDVET. That's 800-320-6280. Use the promo code MEDVED for these great radio specials. Dr. Stephen Meyer is a New York Times bestselling author, and his new book, Return of the God Hypothesis, makes the case for the undeniable intelligent design of the universe. And it's already looking like a smash hit. Clear, compelling, and entertaining to read. Meyer skewers materialism, a must-read, and a convincing argument. Those are just some of the comments from the more than 40 scientists who've endorsed the book. Using discoveries from cosmology and physics, in Return of the God Hypothesis, Meyer reveals his stunning conclusion. The science supports not just the existence of an intelligent designer, but the existence of a personal God. Pre-order at discovery.org/medved. That's discovery.org/medved. And get these special pre-order perks, a sneak peek at an exclusive excerpt from the book, a free digital booklet about intelligent design, discounts for Dr. Meyer's online course, and an invitation to a private online meeting with Dr. Meyer. Get all this when you pre-order at discovery.org/medved.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
On the Michael Medved Show, everybody, including corporate heads for Apple, for Delta Airlines, for Coca-Cola, the New York Times today, in an utterly irresponsible column. And of course, President Biden himself and his press secretary, Jen Psaki, they're all involved in promoting this lie about the Georgia voting reform bill. I'm not a huge fan of the Georgia voting reform bill. I mean, it was obvious that this was going to be a political mistake. It wasn't going to make a big difference in protecting, quote, the integrity of the Georgia elections. I think the Republicans did a pretty good job of that. And people like Brad Raffensperger and Brian Kemp, the governor of Georgia, both strong Republicans, deserve a lot of credit for that. But to say they have a headline today in the New York Times, which is supposed to be a newspaper. It's not supposed to be a propaganda organ, but it has become one to a shocking extent just in the last couple of days. There's another issue which I'll cover with you where the propagandistic leanings of the New York Times are just shameful. They're shameful. They're disgusting, in fact. And here they have an editorial, an op-ed by Jason Morgan Ward, who is a professor of history at Emory University. And he says, the new Jim Crow in Georgia. 75 years ago this July, he writes, a World War II veteran named Maceo Snipes reportedly became the first black man to cast a ballot in his rural Georgia county. The next day, a white man shot him in his front yard, and Mr. Snipes soon died from those wounds. Fortunately, he says, three generations removed from the political reign of terror that claimed Mr. Snipes' life, voter suppression seems much less likely to arrive by bullet. Well, that's good. But we may not be as distant in our political moment from theirs as we might think. The long struggle to block access to the ballot has always relied on legal maneuvering and political schemes to achieve what bullets and bombs alone could not. This is ridiculous. If somebody believes this is true, and that what the legislators did in Georgia amounts to an attempt at ballot suppression, an attempt to take away the voting rights that were so hard won for black people, if you think that's what they did in Georgia, please explain yourself. Why would you believe that other than this deluge of revolting propaganda? Now, I just slammed the New York Times, I think deservedly so. But the other big liberal newspaper, the Washington Post, just gave President Biden four Pinocchios. That is their lowest rating in their truth detector rating for their fact-checking series. It's done very well by Glenn Kessler. And headline, Washington Post, Biden falsely claims the new Georgia law ends voting hours early. And they quote President Biden in his one and only news conference on March 25th saying, what I'm worried about is how un-American this whole initiative is. It's sick. It's sick. Deciding that you're going to end voting at 5 o'clock when working people are just getting off work. And then he said in a statement following that up the next day, among the outrageous parts of this new state law, it ends voting hours early. So working people can't cast their vote after their shift is over. It turns out it's not true. On election day at Georgia, polling places are open from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., not to 5 p.m. And if you were in line by 7 p.m., you were allowed to cast your ballot. Nothing in the new law changes those rules. However, the law did make some changes to early voting. But experts say the net effect was to expand the opportunities to vote for most Georgians, not to limit them. And they quote a University of Georgia political scientist, Charles S. Bullock, saying, you can criticize the bill for many things, but I don't think you can criticize it for reducing the hours you can vote. He says that there were 25 versions floating around. Maybe Biden got confused looking at an earlier version of the bill. Or maybe he didn't get an update on the final version. Well, he certainly has gotten an update now, and it's completely ridiculous. Even for early voting, the counties are able to extend the voting. They're not required to close the early voting, and there's more opportunities for early voting than there were before. And this is the Washington Post talking. And in the Washington Post, they end their piece where they present Biden with his coveted Four Pinocchios Award. One could understand a flub in a news conference. particularly from President Biden, who doesn't have a lot of practice at presidential news conferences. But then this same claim, writes the Washington Post, popped up in an official presidential statement. Not a single expert we consulted, not one who has studied the law, understood why Biden made this claim, as this was the section of the law that expanded early voting for many Georgians. Somehow, Biden managed to turn that explanation and that expansion into a restriction aimed at working people, calling it among the most outrageous parts of the law. There's no evidence that is the case. The president earns 4 Pinocchios. And you know what? Even with the Washington Post writing that and featuring it, the White House is still hanging on to these lies. Just moments ago, Jen Psaki, the White House press secretary, had this interchange about the Georgia voting law in the briefing room, the daily press briefing. Listen.
In his last news conference, he said that the bill requires voting to end early at 5 p.m. And you said, and some others said, that words matter. The bill actually standardizes voting hours by counties and adds Saturdays and Sundays voting, and it also allows extended hours from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. So is there going to be a correction?
It standardizes the ending of voting every day at 5, right? It just gives options?
7 to 7 is what
it gives options to expand it, right? But it standardizes it at 5. It also makes it so that outside groups can't provide water or food to people in line, right? It makes it more difficult to absentee vote. Are those things all correct?
Voting on the day of is 7 to 7, and early voting can standardize adding Saturday and Sunday. So my question is the tone going to change out of the White House?
The tone for a bill that limits voting access and makes it more difficult for people to engage in voting in Georgia?
No, that's actually not what the governor of Georgia has said.
Well, I think that is not based in fact what the governor of Georgia has said. So, no, our tone is not changing. We have concerns about the specific components of the package, including the fact that it makes it harder and more difficult for people to vote by limiting absentee options, by making it not viable, not possible for people to provide water to people who are in line, by not standardizing longer hours.
Okay, this is nonsense. They are standardizing more hours, longer hours, more opportunities for early voting, plenty of opportunities for absentee voting. You just have to actually prove that you're a registered voter. I don't understand why they do this, or why Biden has become what Charles Lipson says is a bait-and-switch president. We'll talk to Professor Lipson coming up.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Once again, there was emotional testimony at the murder trial of Derek Chauvin, the former police officer who's charged in the death of George Floyd in Minneapolis last year. Floyd's former girlfriend, Courtney Ross, took the stand. She became emotional when she recalled how she met him in 2017. She said she was going through a very hard time when Floyd came up to her.
We've been through so much, my sons and I. This kind person just to come up to me and say, can I pray with you?
She spoke about his character during their relationship and about his drug addiction.
Floyd and I both suffered with an opioid addiction.
She told the court that Floyd had been hospitalized for 5 days in March of 2020 due to an overdose of opioids. That was 2 months before he died. This is USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
On the Michael Medved Show, a real pleasure to welcome back to the show somebody who's becoming a friend of mine and a friend of the show, Professor Charles Lipson. He's Professor Emeritus of Political Science at University of Chicago, and he's written an outstanding column, a column that I think everybody needs to read, about Biden's bait and switch approach to governance. The column, which is posted up at our website at michaelmedved.com, appeared in Real Clear Politics. Professor Lipson, great to speak to you.
The check is in the mail, Michael.
You're talking about the checks that most people have received already, the $1,400 person checks?
Oh, yes, yes. Free money for everybody. It's coming up from helicopters. They're dropping it on every yard.
Okay, this is, I think people sort of thought it was wishful thinking or a joke when Bernie Sanders said that he thought Biden would be the most progressive president in American history. This new package of so-called infrastructure, which includes tons of stuff, two-thirds of it has nothing to do with infrastructure. It's fairly radical, isn't it?
Absolutely. Think about the original meeting, which I say in the article was all for show, when Biden invited in, I think it was 10 Republicans from the Senate to talk about the COVID bill. And they wanted to go with something that was a little under $700 million, somewhere between $600 and $700 million. He wanted to go with one that was three times that big. After he, after that show meeting, he just dismissed all of their compromises and went with what he wanted. But if you look at what's actually in the current bill for infrastructure, as opposed to everything else under the Christmas tree for Joe Biden, he could have funded that within the original bill. That is, he could have gone for the, let's call it $600 million for COVID relief, and then the additional $600 or $700 million, which is in the current proposal for infrastructure, without all the other bells and whistles, including words we've never heard, truck. I don't know what that is. And I didn't just fall off a turnip truck.
Well, we are about to... We are about to find out. You actually helped to answer a riddle in your piece, and it's one of the reasons I think it's so important, which is Joe Biden did not win a landslide victory. He did not win an overwhelming mandate. He has the control of the Senate by the thinnest possible margin. It's actually a tie vote in the Senate between Republicans and Democrats. The House, where that one disputed seat in Iowa's 2nd District has been resolved in favor of the Republicans, so it's now a 5-seat margin in the House. It's incredibly close. You explain 3 reasons why Joe Biden is ignoring the close division of the American public and ignoring the close division in Congress and just pushing through with these incredibly expensive Democrats-only kinds of spending bills. So those 3 reasons are?
Well, the first is that the Democrats expect to lose the House in 2022. That's not necessarily because of anything that Joe Biden has done. It's just that the incumbent president almost always loses significant number of seats. The question is always how many, but they don't have any to lose, as you point out. So I think they feel like if they're to do anything other than by what Barack Obama called his pen and his phone, that is, by presidential diktat, if they're going to do anything by law, they have to do it right now. And so that's what they're trying to do. The second is that when you ask voters about government spending, they like it. They like it until you say, do you want to pay for it? That then they become deeply split. And in fact, there's a lot of games going on even in how they're going to try to pay for this with Biden. They're going to do all the spending up front, and then they're going to pay for it over a longer period of time. It's fraudulent accounting. And then the third is that even though Biden promised to run as a moderate, there were occasional statements when he said he would be progressive, but he promised in the general election, not in the primaries, but in the general election, he promised to run as to be a moderate president. But his calculation must be, and those of his advisors, of whom I think the most important is Susan Rice, their calculation must be that voters will care about what things look like on the ground, not about whether he lied to them 4 years ago. And so I think those are the calculations. They only have 2 years to do it. People like spending unless they're asked to pay for it, and they're going to care about the results.
Well, they are being asked to pay for it, and it certainly looks like there's a great editorial today in the Wall Street Journal, where I know you've written many times before, but there's a piece in the Wall Street Journal about how the increase in taxes that he's talking about in corporate taxes is going to be a tremendous burden on the American middle class. One of the things he said in the campaign again and again and again is people who earn under $400,000 a year don't have anything to worry about. There's going to be no increase in taxes. What we're talking about is hurting employment, hurting raises, hurting 401ks, and basically hurting people who are solidly in the middle class. Isn't that the case?
We don't know. It seems likely that that'll be the case. But they're doing what every politician does, which is don't tax you, don't tax me, tax the man behind the tree. You know, as long, to put it another way, if you tax Peter to pay Paul, you can always count on Paul's vote. And that's kind of what they're trying to do. They're trying to say that ordinary voters, the bulk of the Democratic Party, won't pay for this. But they could in 2 different ways, as you suggest. One is they could pay for it directly because there's no way to get that much money out of really rich people. And they could pay for it indirectly if it suppresses the economy. But their view is that the Keynesian spending that they're going to undertake is going to rev up the economy, And if they're right about that, then the second wouldn't count. But if people's taxes go up, they will not like that.
Well, it's not just people's taxes going up. The point that the Journal makes today is that, look, companies can't just print more money to pay more taxes. They have to take that money away from somewhere. And that will either hit the middle class because there will be inflation. Things will go up in cost. It will cost you more to buy the same stuff, and particularly people who are living on savings or investments. That's very tough. Second, the idea that if companies are paying more in taxes, they will have less to give in jobs or in raises. It's basically you can't just manufacture more money to help fund these new huge government programs, which appear to have maybe not quite the same Democratic support. Do you think there's a chance that Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema and a few others might actually stand up against this?
Absolutely. I think so. And in fact, I think that's the reason that Biden appointed Joe Manchin's wife to some kind of a board. They're trying to hold out carrots and so forth. Well, yeah. I mean, I think that they've got big problems with all of this. I think their biggest political problem is something you've undoubtedly touched on many other times, which is that all of this really depends upon Joe Biden's overall popularity. I think what's happening at the border is going to really sink into that popularity.
And that's entirely possible, and a real fear. Charles Lipson, his outstanding piece on the bait-and-switch presidency of Joe Biden, is posted at our website, michaelmedved.com. We'll be right more back with more on lies about Georgia. Many people own coins that have not performed as well as they had hoped they would, but markets change and you should get a new valuation. Maybe the coins have done better with current moves in precious metals, or maybe you want to do something else with that money. Let me tell you about my friend Nick Vrovich. He's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. For over 40 years, Nick has built a reputation for trust, honesty, and his goal is to earn your business for life. He won't push you to sell, but when you're ready, he offers the best prices, trades, and consignment deals in America. Right now, Nick and the AmFed team are offering their exclusive coin performance review totally free. Yes, totally free with a no-pressure guarantee from Nick. Go online at AmericanFederal.com or call 800-221-7694. That's AmericanFederal.com at 800-221-7694. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. Here's a question. Did Charles Darwin liberate or undermine society? Ideas have consequences. Learn how three key ideas from Darwin actually undermine morality, religion, medicine, the criminal justice system, and the value of human life. Get a free 39-page digital booklet, Darwin's Three Big Ideas That Impacted Humanity. Go to discovery.org/Medved for this special offer. discovery.org/Medved.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Medved show, there is so much truth to that old saying that a lie can circulate halfway around the world before truth even gets out of bed and pulls on its boots. Mark Twain is generally credited with saying that. And there are so many lies about election reforms, not just in Georgia, but in Iowa as well, where the Republicans also controlled the legislature and made some minor adjustments in election rules. Now, these minor adjustments are not a response to the crazy idea and the big lie that Trump really won the election and the election was stolen. I've said on the air innumerable times, that's not true. It's a lie. It's made up. But so are a lot of the things that people are saying about the election reforms that are going on right now, including the President of the United States. And he ought to know better than that. I think what Charles Lipson just told us is exactly right, is that Joe Biden is not going to have a successful administration if his personal popularity collapses because of the situation on the southern border, or more likely collapses because the president just can't seem to get things straight. In other words, he can't tell the truth. Let's go for just a moment to that thing you've heard so many times about the Jim Crow aspect of this so-called election reform in Georgia, Senate Bill 2202. And in that Senate bill, we are told, can you imagine, they make it a felony for people to provide drink to thirsty, hardworking, hungry people who are waiting in line to vote. That's the best shot they have. Here is the section of that bill that actually provides for that. And Josh Holmes, who's a former chief of staff to Mitch McConnell, actually tweeted out the actual provisions of the Senate Bill 2202. And here's what that section of the law says. No person shall solicit votes in any manner or by any means or method, nor shall any person distribute or display any campaign material, nor shall any person give, offer to give, or participate in the giving of any money or gifts, including but not limited to food and drink, to an elector, meaning someone waiting in line, nor shall any person solicit signatures for any petition, nor shall any person other than election officials discharging their duties establish or set up any tables or booths on any day in which ballots are being cast within 150 feet of the outer edge of any building within which a polling place is. Okay, is that a long, somewhat wordy, badly worded section? Sure, but it's typical of legislation. And what it says is that, first of all, it makes clear this is part of a general prohibition which has always existed in Georgia and exists in virtually every state in the union, including Delaware, a prohibition that says you can't do campaigning at a polling place. If you're 150 feet away, you're fine. Here's the way Karl Rove describes it. He has a piece in the Journal Today, Biden's Election Reform Deception. And you could actually use the word lies, because they are lies. And the president also criticized, quote, some states for saying, quote, you cannot bring water to people standing in line waiting to vote. Here's the fuller picture, writes Karl Rove. Georgia clarified its pre-existing law prohibiting electioneering within 150 feet of a polling place or 25 feet of anyone waiting in line by saying politically involved groups wooing voters with free food and drinks couldn't operate that close to the polls and the lines. If you're more than 150 feet from the building and 25 feet from voters waiting in line, knock yourself out. Offer as much as you want. You can offer lemonade. You can offer, I guess you could offer booze. There's a point that's made in U.S. News, and it's something I've talked about on this show before. George Washington, when he ran for office the first time, and he was a candidate for the Virginia House of Burgesses, got a whole barrel of pretty good quality rum and made it available to people as they came out of the polls. And they said, hey, I voted for you, George. Here, have a shot. To life. Cheers. Okay, well, we don't do that anymore. And that probably wasn't a great idea to do it then, but look, it's George Washington. Okay, it's a different electorate. By the way, an all-male, and yes, pretty much all-white electorate. But the idea that this amounts to some outrageous cruelty or some Jim Crow aspect of anything is just folly. It's just wrong. And again, there's another piece in Washington's Washington Post, this by Henry Olson of the Ethics and Public Policy Center. He writes in the Post, Washington Post again, Democrats have been tarnishing Georgia's new voting law, saying it represents a return to Jim Crow. That calumny besmirches an effort that largely succeeds at balancing extensive voter access with strong election integrity. Jim Crow, he writes, was a heinous system that systematically denied black Americans and many poor whites as well their constitutional right to vote through bogus literacy tests, poll taxes, and other measures such as whites-only Democratic primaries in states where Democrats were sure to win. Backed by racist law enforcement and threats of violence or lynching by the Ku Klux Klan and similar groups, even black people who were able to vote often chose not to. It took the Civil Rights Revolution and especially the Voting Rights Act of 1965 to undo this system. The new Georgia law, he writes, does nothing to return the state to this terrible time. Black voters will still be able to register without hindrance. And they, like all other Georgians, will be able to vote in many different ways on Election Day. In person, before Election Day, or by mail. Without an excuse if they were 65 or older. And here's the point that Karl Rove makes, and it's really, really important. And listen, take this home with you. Talk to people who you know about this. Joe Biden represented Delaware for, what, 36 years in the U.S. Senate. Six terms. He was there for a long time, right? And the state of Delaware right now, without objection to Joe Biden, requires ID for voters, just like they do in Georgia, just like they do in Iowa. And in Georgia and Iowa, however, if you don't have a passport or a driver's license or some other acceptable form of ID, they'll provide you with one. They don't do that in Delaware. And in fact, Delaware has stricter voting hours. And here's an amazing thing. In terms of early voting, people who voted early by mail or in person with early voting, or people who sent in their ballots to get them in on time, 80% of the voters in Georgia cast that kind of ballot this last time. And those rules are not changed. The only change to them involves how you certify. You're supposed to certify right now. They have a very imprecise means of certification where you're supposed to look at the signature that somebody signs on a ballot envelope and then compare it to a signature on file. Now, people are not handwriting experts who are checking the ballots as they're counting them. This does it much more easily, and you actually show a number. You just don't have to show your driver's license itself. You show a number from either your state-issued identification card or your driver's license or your passport. And the truth of the matter is, last time in Georgia, 80% of the voters were either early voters or they send in their ballots by mail. Do you know how much that was in Delaware? 29%. Now, part of it was, okay, they were far more excited about the election in Georgia. Why were they excited about the election? Because it was competitive. And why were they not excited about the election, voting early and just rushing to the polls and having a huge turnout in Delaware? Because it was obvious the way Delaware was going to go in the presidential race. There wasn't an upset in Delaware or a chance that President Trump was going to win that state. But the idea of claiming that this is Jim Crow, that this is hideous racism. I'll tell you where there is hideous racism, and it's really worth finding out the background. Remember that case of the elderly lady in New York City who was knocked down, she was kicked in the head, she was hospitalized, she had a broken pelvis. They caught her assaulter, and you'll never guess something about him that's deeply relevant to one of the really great problems in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.